get ready for an hour of fishing, hunting, and outdoor events from all over the great state of Alabama. It's time for Alabama's Great Days Outdoors. Join Alan White, founder of Great Days Outdoors magazine, along with co-host John Felsher and special guests as they bring you the latest weekly updates from the woods and the water. Alabama's Great Days Outdoors is brought to you by the Alabama Department of Conservation and Great Days Outdoors magazine. Now, here are Alan White and John Felsher.
All right, welcome into another show. Thanks for listening. I'm Alan White, along with John Felsher. We've got our regular fishing reporters lined up for you today for your weekend forecast. Man, John, it's been a rainy May.
Well, we're definitely in the hurricane season now, officially, and it's looking bad for this weekend, too. It's going to be tough for the folks out there catching their sixth snapper for the season.
Yeah, I'm going to have a hard time, I think, finding some clear water for crappie fishing this weekend, but I'm going to give it a try anyway.
Well, if anybody can find, it's Don Green. He can find a fish out. I think Don can catch fish in a muddy bathtub.
Hey, Don, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay. All right, buddy. How's your week been?
Well, it's been good, except for the rain. You know, we've had a lot of rain around here, and that has slowed the fishermen down, but I don't think it's slowed the fish down that much, except on the northern areas. I just got off the telephone with Peggy up at Bates Lake, and she said it's the last few days. You know, the water got high enough that it shut down the fishing pretty well. But last week, even though they had high water, when we had that full moon, it was unbelievable. The water was running through the woods, and they were tearing the brim up. They were going into lakes off the main river, using crickets and popping bugs, and just loading the boat with brim during that willow fly hatch.
Man, that's good news. Yeah.
It was a really big hatch, and I don't know how far south that hatch came, but I didn't get any reports below the two rivers, so undoubtedly it's going to be a little bit later, maybe next week.
When we have a situation like this with really high water, Don, out in the Delta, it kind of shuffles things up around a little bit. It moves fish around, restocks right. Places, and pushes bait around. Isn't that right?
Now, a good example is where they caught the fish this past weekend. Most of your lakes, what I call Oxbow Lakes up that river, up the Tombigbee River, you got a lot of lakes you can't get in on normal water level. But when the water gets up like it did last week, those people were going into places like Hurricane and Fishers, and they were just wearing those big bulls out that normally nobody sees any other time of the year.
Nobody's fished those fish for quite a while. They got big, fat, and lazy.
That's what they were doing last week.
Well, that's good news. How about bass fishing? Is anything happening with bass?
Well, up that way, not much. Randy, I talked to him over there at Hubbard's this morning. He said nothing's going on much over there. The northern fringes, the water affected it. The further south you get, when you get into the big lakes like McReynolds, Miffin, Big Briar, those areas like that, it put a little dent in them because of the high water pushing most of the what I call dingy water this time of year. The good fishing water was pushed more north, and you got to get up in the end of those areas to catch fish. But they're there. A good example is the Dixie tournament they had at Live Oak Saturday. Most of those guys fished the Middle Delta for bass Saturday.
All right.
They had as good a tournament as you want to see this time of year. The winning creel was over 15 pounds. 10th place was over 10 pounds.
That's good. That's good.
That's a great tournament for this time of year.
Well, my man Alan doesn't have any turkeys to kill anymore this year, so he wants to catch some crappie. Where should he go this week?
Okay. Now, you got when you're looking at your water type. Now, I know Alan likes clear water. That's one thing. Okay? Then we start piecing it together. You're not going to find much clear water above the lower delta. And the clear water on the lower delta is going to be in the upper end of your bayous. Now, most people won't even fish for crappie in these bayous on the lower end. They're loaded with crappie. Nobody ever fishes for them. When I go, mainly, that's where I go. Okay? You get up into the clear water. You keep going up in them because the water didn't run over the north end, this flood. It wasn't enough water coming down to get in the upper end of them. And you got clear water up in the end of them. And you may not have 6 foot of water, the deepest water you can find in that area. But you find treetops. You try it out in the middle. Just fish around, and you'll get into them. And once you get into them, you may have a 100-yard stretch of crappie, you know, and you can catch a lot of crappie. Now, middle delta, such as McReynolds Lake, Miffin, Big Briar, you go up in those bayous and you get in the back ends as far as you can. A good example is squirrel. Allen knows a couple of places in squirrel. Those places will be dingy, but there will be fish there, and all you got to do is find them, and they're going to be holding on to wood close right now if the water's still good and dingy.
Well, hopefully this weekend the river won't be as rough as it was Saturday. Last Saturday, yeah, it was terrible.
I'm telling you. I don't look for the wind to be that much. Now, they say that by the first of next week, we're going to have a little bit of a cool snap come through, and I would imagine we're going to have a lot of wind then. But this weekend, it should be really good. We got a nip tide. Can't even remember what day it is. But anyway, during that nip tide, that's going to be good crappie fishing.
Okay. Well, we'll keep all that in mind, Don. I appreciate the report, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
All right, let's turn our attention to the northern Mobile Bay area along the causeway. Mike Thompson, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Well, it's a rainy day. It's going to be a kind of a rainy weekend. How's the shrimp supply?
Well, you know, the live bait, they got plenty of live shrimp at the Causeway Bait Shops. They also have them down at Deer River. So if you're looking for live baits, you could find it there. But, you know, what's going on right now, the shrimping season started this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already gotten some good reports from some of the local shrimpers. They say the shrimping is better down at the bottom of the bay near Dolphin Island. Got some reports of some huge shrimp, some U12s. And for people that don't know, that means it's 12 or less to make a pound. So that's a really large shrimp. They're catching a lot of those near the ship channel, and then on the flats they're catching the brown shrimp, and they're pretty decent size. And the farther up the bay you go, the smaller the shrimp are. And as a matter of fact, I was told by one of the shrimpers that they actually had to shovel over quite a few shrimp that were just too small to keep.
Oh, what a shame.
I mean, it really is. And But you never know until you drop that net what you're going to get. But as far as, you know, the shrimping goes, if you were brave enough to get out there this morning, you probably got rewarded with an ice chest of shrimp.
I guarantee you, any of those shrimp they dumped over the side did not last very long.
Oh, no. I mean, there's no telling what types of, what schools of fish were following that shrimp boat anyway, looking for a scrap. So, yeah, you know, it's... If people wonder about, casting, throwing back a fish that might be undersized or a shrimp that might be undersized, and you say, well, why should I do it? It's just going to go to waste. It reminds me of a story that my stepdaddy told me. He was approached by a game warden on the causeway, and he caught a 13-inch speckled trout. And he goes, you know, warden, it's pretty silly that I should have to throw this fish back. That fish is perfectly good enough size for me to eat, and it's just a shame to see him go to waste. And he said the game warden looked at him and said, turtles got to eat. So,
yeah.
You know, there's something out there that's going to take advantage of whatever you toss back. On the fishing up on the causeway, it's been kind of slow. You know, the rivers are kind of muddy, and, you know, you got to find pockets of decent water to fish. And one of the unusual pockets is right across from the Chocolata launch. They're doing a big water restoration project over there, so the launch is actually closed. But on the south side of the causeway, there's a big seawall, and you'll see anglers fishing over there, you know, with their trucks or cars parked there. They've actually been catching quite a few black drum and a few redfish, because that water in there is kind of backed up, and it's not as muddy as it is out in the bay itself. So got a little pocket of fishable water there. They actually caught some nice flounders this week mm-hmm. off the seawall up near the Tensaw, so that's encouraging. So yeah. There's places where you can get out there and catch a fish. Most of the fish are pushed down by the fresh water. They're pushed down, you know, around the Fairhope area. All the local reefs down there are holding white trout and specks. You get you some fresh live shrimp or fresh dead shrimp, and you can do well. And, you know, everything down at the island, which I'm sure Bobby will report, is wide open.
Well, Mike, I did hear of some flounder being caught last weekend along the Causeway area. And that is good news, because it's usually later in the year before we start seeing really good catches of flounder.
Yeah, the guys that are catching these flounder are using bull minnows, by the way. If you want to give them a try, get you a dozen or so bull minnows and soak them around the seawalls. The flounder seem to stack up around structure like that, picking off the minnows that are, you know, up against the wall. So, you know, you pick up one or two good flounders, you know, you've had a nice day, especially when you get home and pull them out of the oven.
And the crabbing seems to be pretty good right now.
Crabbing has really picked up. You might wonder, how in the world can that be with all the muddy water? Well, the crabs are on the bottom where the dense salt water is, so it's not affecting them as that fresh water rolls over the top. So, yeah, a lot of crabs are being caught, a lot of numbers of crabs, so that's very encouraging. And normally it starts, you know, in the heat of June, mm-hmm. so here we are, and it's not hot, but it's time to pick up a few crabs.
All right, Mike, I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right, guys.
And if you know a guy named Matthew Cartmill, and you're friends with that guy, well, you now have a friend with a brand-new Norton's Artificial Reef. The winner of our giveaway, $2,500 value of the offshore reef, is Matthew Cartmill. Still trying to get in touch with Matthew. So, Matthew, if you're listening, call us at the office and claim your prize. We'll give you the GPS coordinates as soon as we verify your identity.
He's fishing for snapper, probably.
He may be. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors Radio Show.
If you own a business in South Alabama and want to reach the outdoors market with advertising on Alabama's Great Days Outdoors Radio Show, call 800-597-6828. Our show reaches all over South Alabama, and your message will reach your targeted market. Radio ads can be combined with ads in Great Days Outdoors magazine and reach an even larger audience. Call 800-597-6828 to get all the details. That's 800-597-6828, or visit greatdaysoutdoors.com today.
Dolphin Island Marina at the foot of the Dolphin Island Bridge is situated conveniently between the Intercoastal Waterway and Mobile Bay. Wet and dry slips are available at this 235-slip marina with all the amenities you need. Kayak, paddleboard, and pontoon boat rentals are available, as well as a restaurant and South Mobile County's best live bait shop. Dolphin Island Marina is a great starting point for your vacation adventure. Whether coastal cruising or fishing, from your boat or with one of their professional charter captains, you'll find it all at Dolphin Island Marina on Dolphin Island at the foot of the bridge.
The Alabama Marine Resources Division reminds all recreational anglers who land red snapper in Alabama, regardless of catch location, that they must report through the Snapper Check program before fish are brought on shore. Anglers can report their state and federal season harvests online, by smartphone app, or on paper forms at select public boat ramps. The toll-free number available to report landed fish last year will not be available this year. For more information about Snapper Check, please visit OutdoorAlabama.com.
Great Days Outdoors magazine is Alabama's leader in hunting and fishing information. Each month, you'll see a variety of articles, from small game to big game, hunting and fishing. They even have game and fish recipes each month. Learn the latest tactics for hunting and fishing. From polywogs to gator trout, they've covered your outdoors for almost 20 years, specializing in how-to articles written by the best Alabama writers. Whatever your game, include Great Days Outdoors in your strategy. Subscribe online at greatdaysoutdoors.com and visit them on Facebook.
Welcome back to Alabama's Great Days Outdoors with Alan White and John Felsher, brought to you by Great Days Outdoors Magazine. Once again, here are John and Alan.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Alan White with Great Days Outdoors Magazine, along with John Felsher. John, we tell us about the crappie fishing up in Georgia. You went up there and did some crappie fishing.
I was bass fishing. Bass fishing was pretty good. I was fishing at West Point Lake, and like around here, it was high and windy. I mean, talk about hurricane season starting. It felt like a hurricane out on the lake. But we got a few good fish. I got one really good fish. Topwater bass, about 5 pounds or so, late in the afternoon. He hit a topwater pop R, Excalibur pop R. I was working it right past a little fallen tree, and boom, he just blew up on that thing, and then he was in shallow water. So as soon as he hit the thing, he come jumping out of the water, and man, that was fantastic. So we got him, and that was the best fish we caught. We caught some little smaller fish, but it's a nice lake, real pretty up there. Stayed at a campground with some cabins overlooking the lake, and it was just really beautiful out there.
It's nice to take a trip every now and then and get away from home and see something new like that.
It's about 2 hours from Montgomery area, so it's not that far. It's on the Alabama line, and you can fish part of the lake with an Alabama license, or you can fish the whole lake with a Georgia license.
Well, this weekend was last weekend was Memorial Day, so I had 3 days off and had some company from out of town. It was very interesting. One of the young ladies was from New Jersey, and one of the other young ladies that came with my daughter-in-law for a visit was from Pennsylvania. And both of them just wanted to see an alligator.
That's usually not a problem around here.
No, but of course the river was real high, real muddy, real rough. We got out there, and they enjoyed the rocky ride. I mean, it was 3.5 foot seas in the tinsaw. In my 17-foot bass boat, it was interesting to say the least. But we got into a creek so that they could take their pictures and look for alligators. We actually stopped and fished for a little while and caught a few crappie and catfish, and so they had a big time. And I guess it was successful even though we didn't see any alligators.
Now, did you go all the way down into the marsh area where the alligators might be?
Well, eventually we took them down to Daphne, down there where you can walk down to that little bridge and overlook the alligators, and they've done so much construction trying to improve the habitat. There's no alligators there anymore.
but alligators been living around here without improvement for 400 million years.
Yeah, the alligator place is no longer occupied by alligators. It seems
that's your tax dollars at work.
We did actually see one far away, but that's about as close as we got. All right, let's go up to the Alabama River. Up to around the Montgomery area and talk to Brooks Holland. He guides fishermen up there. I want to see what's going on, man. Well, how's the fishing up there, man?
Hey, fishing's really good. It's kind of slowed down a little bit in the transition period, but it's still really good. The 7-inch rain we had the other day didn't help much, but the river was out of bounds for a week or so, but it's back in good condition. But the lakes really improved because they were pulling a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And when you have moving water, the spots really bite well.
And what lake are we talking about?
All the way from Smith Lake to Logan Martin to Lay to Mitchell to Jordan, all the way into the river. So, you know, that water was moving. All the dams were open, and the water was moving really good on all of them.
Good. What part of the Alabama River do you concentrate on up there?
I usually concentrate what I call from the Blue Creek area all the way down to the Jones Bluff Dam.
Jones Bluff is a really good place, I hear. I only fished there one time, but is that a pretty good place to fish?
It is. It is. From Bear Creek down, you have some of your best creeks, some really good flats. You got Cooper Howard Creek, which is opens up into a big flat in the main river. There's been a lot of tournaments won in it. You got Brown Branch, you got Ivy Creek, Cypress Creek, you know, just all the way down. And so you have, you know, you fish the mouth of the creek, you got ledges, you got flats, you got sandbars. Everything you need is from Bear Creek down.
Now, I heard that, I know for a fact that the crappie fishing is fantastic around Jones Bluff. Do you know some crappie fishermen up there?
I do. Most of them will fish from Swift Creek down.
Mm-hmm.
In Swift Creek especially, the locals there have just put out tons of brush piles and Christmas trees, and you'll see two or three boats out there drift fishing with their spider rigs out, you know, just trying to drag over those brush piles and Christmas trees, and they do really well. And you get down to Cooper Howard, it's just a big stump field, and they'll vertical, you know, fish with those jigs, vertical mm-hmm. those stumps all the way down and catch some nice crappie.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to make a trip up there and try it out, where would you recommend they launch and a place to stay and all of that?
Swift Creek is 10 minutes from Prattville. Prattville just inundated with motels because of the Robert Trent Jones golf trail there.
Right.
So they could stay in Prattville 10, 15 minutes. They'll be in the water at Swift Creek, and they could spend all day in Swift Creek, and then all your laydowns on the river, you go on down about 3 miles when you write that Cooper Howard. You know, just get them a good Corps Engineers map. Mm-hmm. They can see the creeks, they can see the flats there, and concentrate, you know, any kind of trash they can find.
Sounds good, Brooks. I appreciate you being on, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Let's go to David Thornton, talk about the Gulf State Pier, what's happening down there. How you doing, David?
Very good, Alan. How's it going?
We're doing good, man. We're just another rainy day in paradise. How's the fish? How's the fishing been?
Well, the fish have been wet.
Along with the fishermen, huh?
Along with the fishermen, yeah, and the beachgoers. But it's been a good week, I think. The water's cleared up a good bit and calmed down a lot from, you know, the weather we had about a week ago. And with the occasional thunderstorm, still the water has gotten real nice right up on the beach. There is a little bit of seaweed in the water, some June grass, they call it, or algae. But it really doesn't hamper the fishing too much, more surf fishing than the guys on the pier. And the catches have been picking up as well. The mackerel have shown back up, a few kings, and some bull reds, and some Spanish, not a lot, but just the pier's just been loaded down with ladyfish and blue runners, what they call hardtails.
Have the tarpon showed up yet?
There's been some seen. I haven't heard of any being hooked yet, but they're being seen not quite within casting distance. That's probably 2 or 3 weeks away. After the full moon, it seems like the migration schools usually come a little closer to the pier.
So the big thing at the end of the pier right now is king mackerel, huh?
Yeah, and the occasional bull reds and seems to be the main thing. Now they had been catching some nice white trout off the end of the pier, down deep on the bottom, and spade fish are a pretty regular catch as well.
David, you've been fishing that pier for years and years. What is the most unusual fish you've ever seen caught off of there?
Probably the most unusual, I'd have to say a sailfish.
A sailfish. Now, that's that is unusual for one of those to get that close to shore.
It's kind of hard to troll with the pier, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they come by. I hooked one myself a few years ago, but there's only, you know, maybe one off the Gulf State Pier. Now, further to the east in the Florida Panhandle, it's a fairly regular occurrence. I know guys that regularly fish Gulf Shores, and when they hear that the billfish are being caught at Panama City or Navarre, they'll go over there for a few days and try their luck.
How about that? Well, David, I appreciate you keeping us updated on the Gulf State Pier. You have a great weekend.
Y'all too.
All right, let's go up and visit Lake Martin with our good friend Captain David Hare and see what's going on up there. How you doing, David?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing today?
Well, we're doing good, but I think we'd be better off booking a trip with Alex City Guide Service and seeing if we could catch one of them big old stripers.
I tell you what, we'd love to have y'all come up here and do it. You hadn't been in a while. You need to come do one of those night trips with me this summer. That'd be a little something different.
That would be different. I didn't even realize you do night trips.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's just starting to kick off We do those every summer. In June, we give everybody, you know, their choice whether to fish day or night. And then in July and August, we mainly do night trips for stripers. Well, leave out about 6:30 in the evening, fish till about 12:30 or 1. It's just weather's comfortable, no traffic out there, and the bite's just a lot better.
Well, we're in June right now, and how do you catch them at night? Do you throw artificials or live bait?
No, sir, it's all live bait, and we actually go out in some real deep water, and we turn on our underwater LED lights on our boats and get the bait, you know, to get up under our boats, and then the stripers just start moving under there, and we'll drop live bait down to them in the range of 30 to 40 feet, and they just sort of hang out underneath the boats with us.
Well, that must be kind of interesting. I'm sure you can see the fish start showing up on your depth finder.
Oh, yes, sir. And there'll be so much bait get up under your boat out there. Sometimes it'll just black your screen out, you know, just cover your screen up. But of course, then you see the stripers start moving in. And it's just a world of fun.
The Lake Martin holds some huge stripers. Do you happen to know what the lake record is?
Yes, sir. We hold that record, and it's 52 pounds. Now, there was a 55-pounder caught on the Tallapoosa River, but that was below Martin Dam. That wasn't up on the lake. And but we have we got a 52-pounder ourselves, and that's pretty much the lake record. And last year, our record was 45 pounds, and that was caught on May the 3rd last year off of my boat. And then this year so far, our big fish has been 42 pounds. That's been the big fish for the lake this year, and that was also caught off of my boat.
Do you catch bigger fish at night? Are they less wary?
Well, we catch some real good quality fish, and of course the quantity is real good. During the summer we do catch some trophy fish, but it's just not quite as consistent as like the springtime big fish bite. But it's nothing unusual to get a 20 to 30 pounder at least once or twice a week, you know, on these night trips.
And folks can book a trip with you on your website. That's alexcityguideservice.com?
Yes, sir. The best way, they can get all the information off my website. The best way to book is either text or call me at 256-401-3089.
All right, David. Thanks so much for being on, buddy.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good dry week.
All right. And we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with some special guests after this.
Great Days Outdoors magazine is Alabama's leader in hunting and fishing information. Each month, you'll see a variety of articles from small game to big game, hunting and fishing. They even have game and fish recipes each month. Learn the latest tactics for hunting and fishing. From polywogs to gator trout, they've covered your outdoors for almost 20 years, specializing in how-to articles written by the best Alabama writers. Whatever your game, include Great Days Outdoors in your strategy. Subscribe online at greatdaysoutdoors.com and visit them on Facebook.
Dolphin Island Marina at the foot of the Dolphin Island Bridge is situated conveniently between the Intercoastal Waterway and Mobile Bay. Wet and dry slips are available at this 235-slip marina with all the amenities you need. Kayak, paddleboard, and pontoon boat rentals are available, as well as a restaurant and South Mobile County's best live bait shop. Dolphin Island Marina is a great starting point for your vacation adventure, whether coastal cruising or fishing, from your boat or with one of their professional charter captains. You'll find it all at Dolphin Island Marina on Dolphin Island at the foot of the bridge.
The Alabama Marine Resources Division reminds all recreational anglers who land red snapper in Alabama, regardless of catch location, that they must report through the Snapper Check program before fish are brought on shore. Anglers can report their state and federal season harvests online, by smartphone app, or on paper forms at select public boat ramps. The toll-free number available to report landed fish last year will not be available this year. For more information about Snapper Check, please visit OutdoorAlabama.com.
If you own a business in South Alabama and want to reach the outdoors market with advertising on Alabama's Great Days Outdoors radio show, call 800-597-6828. Our show reaches all over South Alabama, and your message will reach your targeted market. Radio ads can be combined with ads in Great Days Outdoors magazine and reach an even larger audience. Call 800-597-6828 to get all the details. That's 800-597-6828, or visit greatdaysoutdoors.com today.
Hey, Alabama, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, celebrating the great Alabama Great Days Outdoors.
And welcome back to the show, and thanks for listening. We've got Mark Birdie here with us. He is with the Coastal Seafood Craze, and so I want to welcome you into the show. Mark, how you doing?
Doing great, Alan, and we're glad to be here today for the Alabama Coastal Foundation.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation does lots of good work along our waterways. The Coastal Seafood Craze is one of the big events that y'all do every year that raises money, and it's a lot of fun. I've been to this. Explain how it works. Tell people how this actually, what happens when you arrive at this thing.
Absolutely. It's a fun concept that we've done with the Hank Aaron Stadium and the Bay Bears. They help. We're the charity for the night, and we basically have the event center and invite seafood restaurants like the Noble South and Original Oyster House and Half Shell to provide seafood samples for everybody. And for $25, you get to enjoy that and have a beverage also get to watch a fun baseball game right afterwards.
That's pretty good.
Included in the price.
That is all offer $25, and if your kid is 10 or younger than 10, not 10, but younger than 10, then he or she gets to come for free.
But I've got 5 10s in my age. I get 5 tickets, right?
absolutely. No, and it's to raise. We do 2 big events every year, and this is our fun, family-friendly one. We have a Cocktails for the Coast November 9th at Five Rivers, and it's just, you know, we try to get our name out there, but also to get people who might not have heard about us to support our efforts. And we do, our whole mission is to improve and protect our coastal environment through cooperation, education, and participation. So we give meaningful volunteer opportunities after we do our K-12 and adult education programs.
Your website is joinacf.org, and I suppose you can buy tickets there.
Buy tickets straight off of that. We actually do boat tours that we work with Wild Native. So if you buy tickets off of our website, we get a little bit of the proceeds back and have other vendors out there who help support our efforts in kind donations, and have some really good sponsors there that want to make sure you support them as well.
Do you have some live music?
We will have live music. We have a good person who, one of our board members has a son who's playing guitar, so awesome. he might be playing for us that evening. And it's fun because basically it's from 5. You come in, drop in at 5 o'clock, and then the first pitch is thrown at 7:05. So you really just have a great time. We actually have Republic Services, which is one of our partners for the Alabama Oyster Shell Recycling Program, and we'll talk about that at a later time. But that program, we're having them. So they can come and see what it looks like to be on one of those trucks.
This is one of your big events for the year, but what other kind of things you guys got coming up in coming weeks?
Well, we have our water festivals. We just wrapped up 2 weeks ago, and that's for our fourth grade water education program. We have the Coastal Kids Quiz that wrapped up last month. So summertime, we take a little bit more time off to retool for the next school year. But we do have our oyster shell recycling program. We hit a milestone last month. Had over 2 million shells collected, which is about 5 acres of oyster reefs that we can now reseed in the fall, so people can go and enjoy some of the good coastal seafood all throughout coastal Alabama.
So you guys are building reefs.
We're going to be building some reefs with the oyster shells. The restaurants, the whole concept of the program was restaurants that used to sell oysters on the half shell. They used to throw those away and take them to the land, have somebody take them to the landfill, and instead they're now giving them to us in our recycling carts. And right here at Red or White, you know, that's one of our carts there. You can order oyster shells there, but Wenzel's and all the restaurants, we want to make sure to have people support those as well.
That's fantastic. You probably need some volunteers to help you distribute that.
We have volunteer opportunities all throughout, and again, joinacf.org is where people can sign up, and we've got, you know, we helped out with recycling at the big hangout festival, music festival, so we've always got something that you can give your time to give back for the environment.
It's a great organization. for anybody that's got a little spare time to volunteer. Does great work. And some of the other projects that you have going on, Mark, besides the oyster recycling program, is some cleanup efforts too.
We certainly are involved in a lot of cleanup efforts, and our Bay Buddy program, which is first through third, helps to educate kids about, you know, not putting trash on the ground to begin with, and helping to recycle whatever can be. But yes, always the third Saturday in September, we're a part of the Alabama Coastal Cleanup, and that'll be the 30th annual event there, where we try to get as many high school students in particular to do their service hours that day from 8 until noon. And there are like 29 sites throughout both coastal counties that where they can participate. Actually, at the Floribama, ACF has been leading that one for the last couple of years. We'll do that again this time around. And the Lillian site, ACF in particular, are helping to lead those. So.
That's one of my pet peeves is litter. And people talk about global warming, and maybe it's happening, maybe it's not. But there's not a whole lot we as individuals could do about it if it is happening. But litter right there in front of us, we could do something about that. First, like you said, not putting it there is the number one thing. But then going out and cleaning it up. I hate when you go to a really nice, beautiful place, and there's a trash can or bag full of plastic or some kind of thing like that. Just take it in, take it out.
Exactly. And with a lot of our volunteers, when they go kayaking and, you know, out there, they bring bags and, you know, help collect those. We're part of the Clean Water Future campaign, where you can get bags to be able to do that if you're interested. And there's a Keep Alabama Beautiful website, and we partner with some groups that if you need some materials, just go to joinacf.org, contact us, and we'll make sure to get you what you need for helping to clean up. But most specifically, instead of just collection, which is really important to do, if you do the prevention side and educate them when they're young, that's where we're needing the most volunteers to make sure we get kids understanding what the importance is. Matter of fact, our Bay Buddies program, we got a complaint, I'll put that in air quotes here, from one of the teachers who said their kid, one of their parents called and said, your program that you had today, my child had to tell me to go pull around because something flew out of our car, and we had to pick it up. And I was like, those complaints we could take all day long.
So. Yeah, that kid's on the right track.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I do not like litter in the woods or the water. There's no place for it there. And if you see my truck, and if you ride with me sometime, you'll know where all my litter goes. It goes in the bottom of my floorboard until I find a trash can somewhere.
And it's so easy just to throw stuff away where it belongs.
Absolutely. And most kids get that in the home, but the ones that don't, that's, again, it's why it's really imperative for it takes upon us to make sure that we set the right attitude and right way to treat the environment. And they get it. I mean, we talk about our Mobile Bay watershed draws not just from most of Alabama, but Mississippi, Georgia, Tennessee. So they see kind of what happens up there upstream makes an impact down here as well.
I see these people driving down the street sometimes, and they're drinking a can of something or a bottle of something. They just pitch it out the window while they're going by. And I live on a major street, so every day I got to pick up stuff that other people throw out there. It just really, well, I can't use those kind of words in a radio show.
Well, get them early. That's what I say. So, and we've had just this weekend coming up, our Mobile Bay Estuary Corps, it's our middle school program. These kids are really interested in maybe having a career in environmental areas, but they're going to go out on the Alabama Discovery this Saturday with the Dolphin Island Sea Lab. We partner also with the Mobile Bay National Estuary Program, and they go to a recycling center. They go to South Alabama to learn about hydrology and engineering, the Graham Creek Nature Preserve, and the Five Rivers, of course. And so we get them out in the on the water and in nature, and the more we do that, the more they want to protect it and clean up things when they see, you know, everybody understands that even if they didn't put it there, it's their responsibility.
What a fantastic program. That's the Alabama Coastal Foundation. Guys, you can volunteer. They've got all kinds of opportunities for teaching lessons to kids. If you have a boat, you can participate in the cleanup efforts. Lots of things going on there. The big event coming up, Coastal Seafood Craze, happening Thursday, June 8th at the Hank Aaron Stadium. Go to joinacf.org to find out all the information and purchase tickets. Mark, thanks so much for being here, buddy.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, John.
Folks, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this with more Alabama's Great Days Outdoors.
Dolphin Island Marina at the foot of the Dolphin Island Bridge is situated conveniently between the Intercoastal Waterway and Mobile Bay. Wet and dry slips are available at this 235-slip marina with all the amenities you need. Kayak, paddleboard, and pontoon boat rentals are available, as well as a restaurant and South Mobile County's best live bait shop. Dolphin Island Marina is a great starting point for your vacation adventure, whether coastal cruising or fishing, from your boat or with one of their professional charter captains. You'll find it all at Dolphin Island Marina on Dolphin Island at the foot of the bridge.
The Alabama Marine Resources Division reminds all recreational anglers who land red snapper in Alabama, regardless of catch location, that they must report through the Snapper Check program before fish are brought on shore. Anglers can report their state and federal season harvests online, by smartphone app, or on paper forms at select public boat ramps. The toll-free number available to report landed fish last year will not be available this year. For more information about Snapper Check, please visit OutdoorAlabama.com.
Great Days Outdoors magazine is Alabama's leader in hunting and fishing information. Each month, you'll see a variety of articles, from small game to big game, hunting and fishing. They even have game and fish recipes each month. Learn the latest tactics for hunting and fishing. From polywogs to gator trout, they've covered your outdoors for almost 20 years, specializing in how-to articles written by the best Alabama writers. Whatever your game, include Great Days Outdoors in your strategy. Subscribe online at greatdaysoutdoors.com and visit them on Facebook.
This is Alabama's Great Days Outdoors, brought to you by Great Days Outdoors Magazine. Here are your hosts, Alan White and John Felsher.
And we're back again. Thank you for listening today. I'm Alan White, along with John Felsher, and our next guest is Mr. Bri Shields. And tell us about an upcoming event he's got going on. Bri, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for being here. Tell us what's happening.
Well, we got a little fishing rodeo coming up here on June 10th. We'll be having weigh stations at Orange Beach at the Wharf and at Dolphin Island. Last year we were over at Pelican Pub. I suspect we'll end up there again, but we're still working out that detail for Dolphin Island.
And what's the date again? I'm sorry.
It's Saturday, June 10th, so not this weekend, but the next.
Okay. Which is also Alabama Free Fishing Day, so if somebody does not have a fishing license, they can still participate.
Great. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
You don't need a fishing license on June 10th anywhere to fish in the state of Alabama.
That's great.
It's a good day to take.
Well, they do have to pay $30 for a ticket.
But they don't have to pay it to the state.
That's right. So give it all to charity. That's where our money goes.
What is the name of your organization?
We are, it's the Rotaract Club of Mobile Bay Area, mm-hmm. and we're affiliated with Rotary International. Which is a international civic organization. Mm-hmm. So we've had this tournament this is the seventh year now. It's in honor of one of our founding members named Kaiser Myrie. And Kaiser was an engineer at Chevron, a Vanderbilt alumni, and he was tragically killed in his house in Midtown Mobile back in 2010. So we decided to start the fishing tournament in his honor because he loved to fish. Mm-hmm. And so we give all the money back. We give it to there's a scholarship in his name that about half the money goes to. And then there's a the rest of it goes mostly to Wilmer Hall Children's Home here in Mobile.
That's
which, fosters children, homeless children and homeless mothers and children.
That's fantastic that you guys are giving back like that and making something positive out of a tragedy.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. I mean, you can't replace evil, but you can just energize it with something good. Trying to keep his name living on. I know his family appreciates it, and a lot of his close friends over the years appreciate what's happening. So it's been a great cause, and it's a real fun tournament. I mean, everyone always has a great time in it. We have really great prizes. So,
what are you guys going to be fishing for?
Well, all right, so we've got four categories in the adult division, and we try to keep it to a small number of categories because that allows us to afford to be able to give away good prizes. We don't feel that people value or care as much if they just walk away with a cheap tackle box and a couple of Tuckahoe minnows. We want to give them something real and something real valuable. So
we give them, I think we're doing either the 60 or 70 quart K2 coolers for first prize.
Okay, nice.
Sunglasses, brake line sunglasses, which are high end, $160 sunglasses. There's Phonetic Reels, which is a Spanish reel company, very nice. We'll have some other stuff in there too. That's for the adults, and the adult categories are going to be Red Snapper, the elusive snapper that are going extinct. unless we get some kind of miracle here in an extended season, we're looking at, people will have to be restricted to the 9-mile mark, right. Because our tournament rules do say that you have to follow the law. So if we find out somebody fished beyond 9 miles, we're going to have to disqualify them. So that's just a disclaimer out there. Everybody's got to stay in 9 miles. But you can bring your snapper in, and it'll be a level playing field in that regard. We've got king mackerel. We've always had that. So red snapper, king mackerel, speckled trout, and slot Alabama slot redfish. We don't care where you catch the slot redfish, but it's got to fit the Alabama slot.
So you can pretty much fish anywhere you want.
That's right. You don't have to be on a boat. You do have to use a hook and line. So we can't spearfish or anything like that. But
no dynamite, huh?
No dynamite.
Man, I guess I can't enter now. So.
No spears, no machine guns.
Now you're taking all the fun out of that. That's three ways that I fish.
dynamite and a chain, huh?
That's right.
It sounds like a great event.
Go ahead.
It sounds like a great event. I've followed you guys for a few years now and talked to some fishermen who have fished this tournament for several years in a row, and they love it.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a pretty loyal following. I would say at least half our participants have been doing it just about every year for the last 7 years, including a lot of our sponsors. I mean, we've got some just incredibly generous sponsors out there. Pilot Catastrophe here in Mobile has always been real generous to us. Professional Collision, Frank Hamilton Sims Insurance. There's several of them out there. I know I'm missing some other ones too. Moe's Southwest Grill, Hargrove Engineers. They've been really generous to us every year. We've been very, very blessed to have some big supporters like that.
Yeah, that's what it takes.
It allows us to subsidize the prizes and to continue to give to these causes.
A lot of work goes into these tournaments. People don't realize the work in the background that happens. So y'all go out and participate in the Kaiser Marie tournament on Saturday, June 10th. How can we get a ticket, buddy?
All right, we are working on ticket outlets, but I can tell you at Orange Beach, they're going to be at San Roque Marina. And then in Dolphin Island, they're going to be at the the name of it. I think it's Jemison's Bait Store. But then the best way is to go to our website, for those who are tech savvy enough to do that. It's KaiserTournament.com. That Kaiser is spelled K-Y-S-E-R, KaiserTournament.com.
Thank you so much, Bri. We're out of time, buddy, but appreciate it and good luck.
All right. Thank you.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for John and I today. We'll be back next week. I'm Alan White, along with John Felcher, and we're wishing you all a great day outdoors.